Do you guys ever follow like the Coachella outfits?
Yeah.
You would be into this.
The influencer outfits. Even my friends who go, of course.
Like very bohemian, very desert.
Yeah.
Influencer fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I wonder at what point we stop watching these. Like this is a good, we're a good decade into watching essentially guys the same outfit.
Yeah. I think there's a new element, a new vibe. Like I'd say the grunge, the kind of like rock.
Yeah.
Element has kind of made its way as kind of another. Boho's not the only one now.
I got to be honest. I went to my first Coachella.
Wow.
My first Coachella experience. And I didn't really see the crazy outfits that you see online, really.
Huh.
Very normal people.
Yeah, in my mind, I feel like it's always like Burning Man and Coachella are the same fashion.
Yeah, yeah. But then you go there and you're like, ah. Well, these are some normal people.
Weird.
It's kind of, like all things, you know, how much money you got?
Right.
Like if you're getting all costumed out, like there's a certain level of like commitment, number one, but also just like, it's not just fashion awareness. It's like, you got to have a little bit of money to like make this happen.
Right.
And no one's taking pictures of people in normal clothes anyways.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I looked the most normal of, you know, possible, like data 4.
Yeah.
Julia looked like she was going to the yacht club.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
We went with an artist and I was like, Julia, you need to be more aware that if you go with someone that's performing, you kind of got to look a little bit more like entourage-ish.
Yeah.
You can't look like we're going to the Hamptons today. Because we're not. We're in the Coachella Valley.
Love it.
You know, watching this show. But I just wonder, at what point will we stop watching these outfits? I can't look away.
I know. I mean, the queen of Coachella wasn't there, so the whole outfit hype was so less.
Whoa, who is this?
Vanessa Hudgens. She's been dubbed the Coachella queen because of her outfits.
And
I
gotta admit, when I think about Coachella outfits, I think Vanessa's in the mix for sure. For sure. I love Vanessa. She is a great person. And wow, to be the queen of anything is a big deal. But to be the queen of Coachella, you've made it as a leader. Welcome back, everybody. We are back for another great episode of Leadership Lean In.
Let's go.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. We are leaning into the subject of leadership. Forgive the departure, the week off.
Mm-hmm.
I was struggling physically. Before I took this break, before I got away, I was not feeling that good. I got sick.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was like, my ear was sick. My throat was hurting. It was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I took a week off, went to where Jesus has retired, Palm Springs.
Yes.
My boys love Palm Springs. We love Palm Springs. We were out there in the desert, very toasty, very hot, very warm, a lot of pool, a lot of sun.
Nice.
Ice cream every day.
Whoa.
A lot of movies. Went to the Mario Brothers movie. Fantastic.
Seen it twice.
Twice. It's unbelievable. It's a great one. I fell asleep for about 45 minutes. Love the entire experience.
Same.
I cannot stay awake during any TV show or movie to save my life. So we had a great break and we relaxed so much so that, you know, when you go on a good vacation, you come back and you are fired up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're ready to go.
You're fired up. All your creativity just jumping again. Like you're ready. I'm ready to go. So leaners, just a heads up. I'm coming in hot today.
We love it.
What is this? Andy, Mineo, and Lecrae? You calm down. Thank you to everybody that subscribes, likes, comments, shares this podcast. It means the world to us and our illustrious list of sponsors. We got a couple sponsors.
Great. Yeah, we've got HelloFresh.
Oh.
We've got Athletic Greens.
Oh, I love AG.
We've got them. And I mean, okay, I just have to throw this in there. Our Leadership Lean In March is live.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
So
I saw someone recently in the Leadership Lean In hoodie and I thought, this blesses me.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing that you're wearing this merch. So make sure you go to our website and check out a Leadership Lean In merch. I want to talk today around the idea of getting refreshed.
Mm. Okay.
Straight from vacation.
That's great.
And the power of rest.
Hmm.
I think we've talked about this on the pod a time or two, but I want to just go back to talk about this quote. You ain't ready if you ain't rested.
Right.
And the reality is, none of us are superhumans. None of us can push past the limits that we've been given. We have to get rest. Rest actually heals the brain.
Yeah.
Mm.
Heals our soul.
That's right.
You know, if you ever need a sober mind, drink a glass of water, take a nap, or go to bed.
Mm.
Just hard to make decisions when you're not rested. I was talking to somebody the other day when I was in Palm Springs. You know, we went out and played golf early in the morning one morning. And this guy that I was with was saying he loves the morning so much because early in the morning, nobody's mad yet.
I've never heard it said like that. That's
he's
so
like,
good.
He's like, you know what I love about the morning? Nobody's really upset yet.
I don't know. If I'm up early, I'm mad.
Okay, you're the one. You're the exception, April.
Sorry.
That's why you stay inside.
This cloud of negativity that you are. I just think there's something about rest and getting away reminded me of the power of taking a break, unplugging from your phone, mm-hmm. unplugging from your, just the monotony, the minutiae of trying to make it all happen. I think it's also good for us to be reminded that we're not holding the whole world together.
No. Mm-hmm.
We're not making it all happen.
That's right.
Sometimes you have this belief that if I don't do X, Y, Z, then it's all going to fall apart. Yep. And then you don't do X, Y, Z and none of it fell apart. So I think it's good for us to be reminded of the power of rest. And I think rest does a few things. Number one, it refreshes you. And you got to get refreshed. You've got to, get that ability to. I like the idea of drinking from a well. Getting that water back in you. Getting that refreshing feeling of like, oh, there's nothing better than when you're parched and you get a cold glass of water.
Yep.
You know, when you're hot. You know, it's so fun. When we're on vacation, I read John Grisham's. So I read an entire John Grisham and I'm almost done with the second one. That's a good vacation for me. And I jump in the pool in between chapters. I read a chapter, jump in the pool. I read a chapter, jump in the pool. I think life has to kind of be like that.
So
I work really hard. I take a break. And why do I jump in the pool? Because I'm getting crushed by the sun.
Right.
I'm getting annihilated.
You're very tan.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm getting annihilated and I have got to jump in the water to get refreshed. And I think that's what rest does. Rest allows you to get that refreshing feeling. We all hit empty. We all get depleted. Yep. We all get, you know, and I don't like this buzz term too much, burnout.
Yeah.
Burnout to me just says you don't know how to vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to get refreshed. You don't know really how to manage probably your weekly schedule because none of us should burn out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I grew up around this era of leaders that were kind of like, I'm crispy. I just don't even like that language.
I'm sorry, what? I've never heard this. This is a thing they would say?
Yeah, like older people would be like, yeah, man, I'm teetering on burnout. I'm getting crispy. And I'm always like, what are you doing wrong?
Yeah.
Last night I was asleep at 9. I was asleep at 9.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to get to a place where it's like, I'm dying for a vacation. I just don't believe in that lifestyle. So I think you should live a lifestyle where you're getting refreshed, constantly making that decision. But there's something about getting away to unplug, to rest, to make sure that you get unplugged and you go, you know what? I need to find some time to where I can read a book, play with my family, go watch a movie, eat ice cream every night. Do what fuels you and fills your cup so that you can come back with energy. I've used this illustration before, but years ago, Andy Stanley stopped drinking coffee.
Hmm.
And after a couple of weeks, his staff came back to him and asked him, Pastor Andy, would you mind drinking coffee again?
So good.
And he was like, why? So and they were like, well, sir, your energy. I think energy people are reading your energy. They're picking up on your energy. Communication is never just what you're verbally saying. So much of communication is your physical communication and your spirit or your energy. And I think to have that beautiful, attractive, infectious energy, it comes from being refreshed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so what refreshes you? Laughter. How about being around people that encourage you?
Yep.
Sometimes Julie and I will go to a meal with a couple and we just leave refreshed from totally. That convo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying a convo can refresh me, the right hobby can refresh me, the right book, the right literature, the right, you know, TED Talk, fill in the blank. You've got to find a way to get refreshed because if not, I find that people that do not have this discipline kind of regurgitate through the same cycle of content.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no real new ideas.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we were sitting down and I was like, Nick, I got this Dr. Amen. Amen?
Amen.
Dr. Amen.
Oh, I've been saying it wrong.
Dr. Amen
yep.
had this great thought. You know, and I gave it to you. And it's like, to me, a sign that I'm refreshed, I always got something new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always got a fresh idea in my pocket because I'm refreshed.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that discipline, I think you just kind of like, have you heard the term dead man walking?
Mm-hmm.
So you're walking, but it's like there's nothing there.
Right, right. And we all recognize these leaders.
Yeah. It's crazy. I saw this clip. This lady had gone on a date with a guy. This is, you know, a few decades ago. She went on a date. And on the date, this is before cell phone, she called her brother and said, come pick me up right now. The guy she was on a date with was so creepy.
Hmm.
She looked into his eyeballs and she said that she saw evil in his eyes.
No way.
So she calls her brother, come pick me up at this diner right away. A couple years later, she picks up the paper and the guy she had gone on the date with was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Not real.
This is some true crime stuff.
Yeah. So you think about that. Think about this lady's at a diner. She looks somebody in the eyes and she goes, I see. What I'm trying to say is you can't fool people.
Yeah.
No.
If you got some gregarious and good and positive and exciting and vision, and that's a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
So leader, if you're afraid, right? I always think when I'm not well, I'm afraid to be in public.
Yeah.
Because I got to fuel, recharge, replenish, get my strength back, get my vitality back, get my moxie.
Yeah.
So if you don't have it, go get it.
That's right.
It's not found at Coachella. Frank Ocean being an hour late. It's not found. It's found in whatever really is your cocktail for getting strong. I love that we're in a city that's addicted to wellness. I'm into it. I'm into the wellness movement.
Yeah.
Most Fridays, you know what I'm thinking about? Wellness. I actually am. Julia got this membership to this place where you could go and you go for an hour and it has a sauna, like a little steam situation, a cold plunge and a shower in this room.
Amazing.
No, not Wee Spa. Stop. We're not driving to Koreatown for this stuff. It's in Playa Vista. It's on the west side. It's this place called Revival.
Oh, cool.
It's amazing.
Think about this. Cool. You rent this room for an hour. It's a beautiful facility. You rent this room for an hour and you cold plunge and you sauna and you see. Why do you think the cold plunge craze has just gone bananas?
Bananas.
Because we all recognize we want hacks, not to happiness. What is the quote? Something about your health is wealth.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
The richest people in the world are going, I got billions, but if I'm not healthy, what's it worth?
That's right.
Absolutely.
I've got to find a way to get refreshed.
Yeah. Would you say that you've kind of always known what are the things that refresh you, or has it taken you time and trial and error to kind of find those things that are not only fun for you, that you enjoy, but that also fill your soul? Because I think you can have fun and get drained, or you can have fun and be refreshed.
I think any mistake that I've ever made, two things. Number one, allowing what is the thing that John Gordon says? Energy vampires around me.
Yeah.
People that drain me. People that suck the life out of me, but still allowing it. I think that now we're more aware, protect your energy.
Right.
You got to protect your energy.
Yep.
Protect your energy. I believe in that to a degree, right? Because we're servants. We got to serve. We got to help. Number one. And number two, when I overcommit my schedule, I can't go too hard. Now, Craig Rochelle says a perfect calendar is not too bored and not too busy.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find your sweet spot of like, I know I'm at my optimum prime when I'm not too busy, but I'm not too bored. Anytime I've been depleted is because I've mismanaged my schedule and I've mismanaged who's around me.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I've got to control that a little bit better. And find a Sabbath, that's a weekly rest, and find a vacation, that's quarterly or you know, twice a year, whatever your calendar allows for you. But for me, if I get that refreshing, you know, week, if I get that refreshing day,
right,
I know I can go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. And I always want to live my life where my yes is with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
I know that leadership is really hard for people when they're, it's like a question, mark after the yes. It's like a yes, dot, dot, dot. Yes, comma. You want as a leader for your people and for you. And they'll never have an exclamation point if you don't.
Yes.
Passion follows passion.
Yep.
Yep.
Fire follows fire. So I know that I'm the blessing and the burden. I'm the greatest part of the organization. I'm the worst part of the organization. That's leadership.
Yeah.
And so if I get refreshed, everybody will be impacted.
Absolutely. I remember you gave a hack one time about marriage and about finding rest in your marriage. And you're like, there's a difference between vacation and a family trip.
Mm. Huge.
He's like, you were like, on a family trip, you come back and you got to take a vacation from your family trip.
Yeah.
But I just love the distinction of being strategic on how you're going to rest. Personally for me, if I don't go with strategy into my day off, I come back way worse. I got to have plans on how I'm going to rest.
Yeah.
Figure that thing out.
Almost like an active day off. 100%.
Exactly. April.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Okay.
I'm so thankful for this episode's sponsor.
Me too.
Because I am obsessed with cooking shows.
Uh-huh.
And every time I watch a cooking show, I feel like I can become a professional chef. And so HelloFresh actually allows me, I don't have to go to the store.
That's right.
And get the ingredients and find all the stuff and have it all perfectly. Like, I just want to be the chef. I want to do the chef part. I don't want to do like all the things that actually makes a chef good.
Oh, right. I agree.
I just want to get the box from Hello Chef.
Hello Fresh. See, Hello Fresh makes you feel like a chef. So yes. You might as well
call
it that.
Yeah, yeah. So shout out to Hello Fresh for making me feel like Hello Chef. Okay. That's what my family says.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, Hello Fresh is great. And I love that it has a lot of options. There's over 40 meal options and I'm a vegetarian. And so they've definitely got so many options for me that I might not find
In other places.
Yeah, that's the word. That's what I was going
Hello
for.
Hello, grammar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we actually have a deal for all of our Leadership Lean In listeners from HelloFresh. So when you go to HelloFresh.com/lean50 and use code lean50, you'll get 50% off plus your first box free.
Whoa.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
So I'll repeat that so you can get it. You can write it down. It'll also be in our show notes.
Great leaders are great note takers.
That's true. I believe that. So write it down with the note that the pen and paper we know you have. Go to HelloFresh.com/lean50 and use code lean50 for 50% off. Plus your first box will ship free.
That's amazing. Hello Fresh. Hello Chef. Leaders, leaners, take advantage of it.
Well, let's head back to Leadership Lean In.
The next thing is, and this is for rest, is you got to find a way to get restored. And restored to me is like the broken areas of your organization, the broken areas of your life, the broken areas of you. You've got to find a way. So refreshing to me is a soul issue. Restoration is also a soul issue. And I think that part of the problem of leadership is all your insecurities are on display. All of your weaknesses are on display. And if you have major rejection issues, I was listening to an audiobook. I started a book this morning called The Power of Positive Thinking. Mm. He was talking this morning, the author was talking about those that suffer with an inferiority complex. You feel inferior to others. When you have inferiority complex, there's jealousy, there's insecurity, you feel less than. I think that the goal is to be the happiest and whole person you could possibly become. Right. The healthiest version of yourself is the best version of yourself. So I think it's very important when you're resting to look and go, anything that is broke within me or within my world, I have to fix. Mm-hmm. No one else is coming to save you. No one else is coming to fix these things. It's my privilege and my responsibility to fix them. So if you need to get counseling, go get a counselor.
Yeah.
If your finances are out of whack, go get a budget, go get a CPA, go get an accountant. If you struggle with organization as far as administration, hire someone or get a mentor in this area. I think that we can't settle and live in dysfunction.
Right.
The problem for a lot of people is just going like, I'm going to tolerate a lot of dysfunctional things because I'm just doing my best. I'm just surviving. There's a big expiration date on that.
Wow, yeah.
It's not going to last very long.
No.
That's because we're dealing with Band-Aids right now.
Right.
We should be looking at stitches. We should be getting the surgery. We should be doing the hard stuff to find a way to get to the, again, the goal is not, I'm not trying to get better than them. I don't even care about them. I'm not looking to the right or left. I don't got my eyeballs on 50 different places or people. I'm looking at me. I'm happy for Vanessa. She's amazing. I loved it. She was a Disney star. I've known her for a long time. She's a great person. I love Vanessa. I don't care that she's the Coachella queen. I'm trying to be the best dad, the best husband, the best person, the best leader, the best employer. And so I think that, you know, if we allow all this broken relationship, it just becomes so overwhelming for a lot of people that I think that you can't let a few L's in your world overwhelm you to quit.
I think something I've noticed recently, longevity is such an underrated characteristic of success.
Man.
And at least in my experience, you know, I went to school in America. And so before I graduated high school, I changed my environment 12 times. I think that's why the average college student changes their major 3 times before they graduate. They don't understand longevity. A long time for them is 9 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we expect that to transition into leadership and and careers and marriages, and divorce rates are high. I think what you're saying is like this rest thing, it's going to give you the key to lasting and longevity, which is the biggest form of success, is being somewhere for a long time.
Yeah. And the, you have to always just, you know, include the human element. You're going to break things.
Yeah.
You're going to mess stuff up. You're not going to get everything right. You know, so there's a level of admitting wrong, admitting failure, admitting mistake that just kind of puts everybody on the same playing field of going like, we're all trying to pick up broken pieces.
Yeah.
We're all trying to get our health back and our mind back and our life back. And so no one is too far gone. I think the lie that a lot of leaders believe is that it's too broken. I can't fix this.
I got to go.
So I just quit.
Yeah.
Quit on the marriage. Why do I quit on the marriage? Because I can't, there's no way I could do all the hard work.
Yeah.
I'm going to go find a new job. Why? It's just too broken here. And as soon as you start believing that lie, you will.
Yeah.
That's what I love about vows. Think about how powerful vows are. In sickness and health. Why do we say these vows? In rich and poor? Because you're going to go through it. You're going to face, to be honest, for better or for worse, is basically going like, I know that through the history of this thing, there's going to be worse and there's going to be better. And if you only want better and wealth, and you only want good times and good days, you can't be a leader.
That's
right. Right.
Because no organization just goes like that. No team just goes like that. That's what I love about watching the Warriors. The Warriors are now down 0-2 against the Sacramento Kings. Keep watching. Keep watching.
I have no question.
Because they've won 4 championships. We've seen them lose a number of times. They lost to the... They were up 3-0 to the Cavs and lost. But here is this core nucleus of 4 people. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and a whole bunch of other great role players around them, and they've gone through adversity.
Yeah.
They started this year, Draymond Green punched another teammate. You're a Bay Area girl. You know this team. What I'm trying to say is, if you don't have a commitment to restoring broken things, you're going to live in a world of nothing but broken things.
Wow, yeah.
And that's just your whole world.
Yep.
And I'm going to say it again. This year for me is about leadership, stewardship, and relationship. Leadership, stewardship, and relationship. And guess what? In every category that I'm focused on this year, there's broken things. There's broken things. And you got to work. And you know that guy that like wants to just like, I'm not even going to look at how dirty my car is. I'm not even going to look at how dirty my house is. I'm not even going to look at my bank account. I'm not even going to go to the dentist. I'm not even going to check in with my wife. I'm not even going to like see how my kids are doing. Why? Because you don't want to know. And what I'm saying is, I think great leaders, in my opinion, are inspecting. How are we doing? What's going on? Like, you're losing at such a high level when you don't know what's going on. It's beyond description.
Yeah.
You got to get into the details to find out, what do I fix?
Yep.
Yeah.
And what a privilege. And by the way, if you're not refreshed, you don't want to fix anything. You're just exhausted. No. You're overwhelmed. It's like, it's all too much. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to numb.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the show. I'm going to drink the bottle. I'm going to take the pills. I'm going to whatever, choose your own adventure. But I'm just too depleted and tired to face the reality of my XYZ.
Right, right.
To fix anything. Yep. I think that's why you got to have rest. So you have the energy to go like, I'm going to climb this mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say if someone's in a really like dark spot? They are in that place of I don't want to look, I don't want to know, I don't want to see, I don't want to ask. What would be a good piece of advice to give someone who's in that spot and they want to restore things, they want to fix things, but they just don't know where to start, where to begin, what to do?
Well, I think some lyrics come to mind right away. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Boom. Yeah. I think, you know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed. I don't know if I want to look at this. I think a great place to start for me is always with pen and paper.
Mm. Yeah.
I just start with pen and paper and I start writing stuff down. I start creating lists, categories. I start going, you know, I'm auditing my life. What am I loving right now?
That's good.
What frustrates me? Who's with me right now? Who has transitioned away from me? I start just taking a list because I think sometimes I'm overwhelmed until I can just look it on paper and go like, oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it? That's exactly it, yeah.
That's great.
Feelings are overwhelming.
Yes.
They're overwhelming for people.
Yeah.
I think you're, number one, you're not doing as bad as you think you are.
Yeah.
So great.
Number two, there's more people that are for you than against you. Here's just a great practice in life. No one's your enemy.
Yep.
You have no enemies. No one is sitting at home thinking about how much they hate you. They're just not. You're not that important. I don't know how to burst your bubble. But nobody's at home. They're just not. And so I think you live your life. People are for me. People are with me. What do I need to work on? How can I improve? And just looking at that list helps me just go like, all right, those four things, these three things.
Yeah.
We've been doing this practice of going, talk to me about strategy in our organization. And I'm just trying to listen because I know my list and I can see what I see. But man, there's a whole nother world out there of what people see that I don't. Your unique experience is so different than my unique experience.
Yeah.
And it's I'm trying to convince you of what I see as you're probably trying to convince me of what you see. Those are just two different realities.
Yeah.
So I think start with you and then allow trusted people in your life to also speak into your process and speak into your health. I think it's never good for me to go, because in my opinion, the ancient proverb is so true. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
Of course, yeah.
In his own eyes, this is all I need to fix. Julia's over here going, buddy. Bud. Cute list. Come over here and look at my journal. Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, you need that. You need people in your life to help you. So number one, you need to refresh. Number two, you need to restore. And number three, you need to reconnect. Mm. And that goes with what we're talking about here is looking at Julia's notes is the problem with someone that's not rested is I find that a common denominator for the unrested person is disconnect. They are just completely isolated.
Yeah.
They don't have the ability to re-engage, to have great convo, to really stimulate any sort of intimacy and friendship.
Yep.
Because there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. I mean, this lady's at the diner looking at the guy going like, what's there is bad. I think tired people, it's like you look in their eyes and like, there's nothing there.
Yep. Yep.
That you know, that fire that was there is gone.
Right. This is where people start regurgitating.
Yeah, this go backwards.
You know,
yeah.
Here's the same answer I gave you last year.
That's it.
And it's just a cycle over and over. He's like, you just asked me the question I just answered. You know, it's like, they're not with you. They're somewhere else. They're
going. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the spark of creativity comes when you're connected.
Yeah, collaboration.
Collaboration is everything. Mm-hmm. But you find people that don't have the practice of rest. And I find that they escape connection. They do not want to connect.
Yeah.
Why? Because I got to go to hide.
Yep.
You know, one of my favorite proverbs is a man that isolates himself seeks his own desire. So there's selfishness there. His own desire, not the desire of others, his own desire, and rages against all wisdom.
Wow.
That's the person that seek that. That's the person in isolation.
Yep.
I think that that lonely island, that island of I don't want to hang out with. I know for me on a day off, I need an exuberant amount of time alone. Mm-hmm. But then like there's a part of the day where it's like it switches on. I'm like, all right, now I need people.
Yeah.
You like I like how do you recharge your batteries? Are you a people person or are you like an isolator?
I feel like I need both.
You need both. Yeah, yeah. Great. So I'm the same.
Yeah, I need like.
What are you?
Yeah, if I can get the first 3-4 hours in the morning to myself,
yeah.
Then mm-hmm. I'm like, I actually need to be around people now.
Same. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would be the same. Like, I want I want loads of alone time.
Yes,
yeah,
loads. Same. Lots of thinking time, processing yeah, time. Yeah,
yeah. But then, like, I want 50 people in my
right. Then I'll be depressed if it's too long.
Yeah, yeah. I need 50. I want 50 people.
Yeah, like, I want
the music can't get louder. The yes. house can't get more full. There's yes. never, I've never once had too many people at my house, ever.
Yep.
Love it.
It's impossible.
Truly.
So I think that you got to find it. But I find that when you're tired, it's just like, I don't want anybody around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm pushing people out. You know when someone's tired because they're really slow to respond. So what's going on right now? Either your soul is vexed. Or your mind is overwhelmed.
Mm.
You just don't have anything to give. I think one of my favorite stories is the story of Samson, the great hero.
Jeez.
And he became so tired and so vexed in his soul that when this lady, Delilah, asked him over and over and she just wore him down. She just beat him down and he was just so tired and so I'm so exhausted from this question. I'm so exhausted from these lies. You told me they were here. They're not here. I'm just so tired. Finally. You got to be careful when you're tired because you're going to make dumb decisions.
Yep.
In weariness, you make weary decisions. And that's why when people are tired, I get very scared for their future. Because you're going to make a compromising decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not well. You're not, you know, in that place of like discipline, devotion, you know, like getting after it. Let's climb the hill. Let's meet with the team. Let's collaborate. Let's create. Let's dream. Let's vision, future. You know, it's like, I always think, here's a sign. Tired people are always talking about people.
Mm.
And excited people are always talking about ideas.
Yeah.
Dreams. Wow. Goals.
That's so good.
Potential possibility.
Wow.
When someone's soul's tired, they just want to sit around and talk about folk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about them? Have you heard about them? Yeah, I think they're, because you don't got anything to,
yeah.
You're not working with nothing.
Right.
You got nothing to offer.
That's so good.
That's a sign that you're tired. You don't have vision, so you cast off restraint. But when you got vision, and I just think it's amazing to me. I'm walking in this. I'm living in this reality right now, coming back, writing stuff down, new dreams, new goals, new vision, new excitement, coming back. Let's do this with leadership lean in. Let's do this. Let's blah, 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 blah. 2 weeks ago, I don't know if I was ever going to record another leadership lean in. We might have shut the whole thing down. We might have shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
Recorded not this week. Why? Because you're just tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we have to be okay with going like, man, I got to get my batteries charged. I got to get my swag back. I got to get that excitement. And by the way, that has nothing to do to prove to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's all about what's in the tank so you can run your race, fight your fight. Do what you've been called to do. Become the leader you're supposed to be. Leadership Leaning. We love you.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.